Screw the countdown. We late. Yes, welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the OGs, Mr. Tarek Lewis and Mr. Joey Franchise. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
It's 5, man. That's
yeah.
What I'm doing.
Yeah?
I'm liking it.
Dope, man, dope. Joey, how are you? What's going on?
Not much.
Not much? You good?
Yeah, I hear you guys are not graced with my amazing looks today.
Your logo, so. Yes. Yeah. We appreciate your logo, though. We know who
it's all who's good, speaking. Yeah. I had to give you something, you know?
I got to give you that.
Yeah. Man, lots of things going on. I thought we were going to have a short show, but then Tarek started bombarding me with topics here. I like it.
I'm on top of things, man. I'm trying to get us.
Look at that. Tarek's out here doing some.
Tarek show pretty prep. Much made our whole itinerary. Our whole show prep. Here.
Yeah, man. This is just what you feel. Doing show prep.
Oh, man. Did you guys check out the trailer? The infamous trailer, Spider-Man. What did it drop on the 16th, right? Make sure I'm playing the right
one. It was
word.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, it dropped.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually,
but now there's like a bunch more. All the TV spots have leaked or have been servicing so, online.
I don't know if we want to go down that black hole. You know what I mean?
I've watched that trailer at least maybe like 20 times already.
Already? And you hate it so much though?
I didn't hate it. There's shades of love and hate.
Wow.
I'm not as excited about the new trailer as some other people are.
I see. All right. Fair enough.
It didn't get me more excited than previous trailers. Put it that way.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I want to run a little bit of it in here. No audio because we don't need Spider-Man, right? We don't need Spider-Man talking. We got some closed captions. Yeah. I like how Marvel like tries to hide stuff from us, you know? I'm pretty sure a lot of some of these scenes are probably never going to be in the movie.
Bad job.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Job of, you know. With editing on one of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, I still think that this is not the right Doctor Strange. You know what I mean? Like, something weird happened there, you know?
I say either it's a different Doctor Strange, or they got Doctor Strange's character completely wrong.
Yeah.
One of the two. Either way, they're doing either a bad job of hiding what they're going to do with the character, or they got the character wrong. That's one of the big things I didn't like about it. It was like, it doesn't seem like Doctor Strange at all.
Honestly, I think they gave the game away when they had this guy, when they dropped this, "You're not Peter Parker." You know what I mean? When they drop that line in the trailer, I think they gave away they gave away the poker game. You know, what do you think, Joey?
I mean, but this is stuff we already did. Like they're trying to keep that illusion of the fact that they're not in the movie. Wink, wink. You know what I mean? So they didn't want to surprise us when we go into theaters and we see, you know, Toby and Andrew help out Tom. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're doing a pretty good / bad job of hiding, because it's literally the worst kept secret ever. So they're trying their hardest to keep the mystique behind the two other Spider-Men.
Shouts out to Edgehead 99 who's watching us. I'm sorry that you thought this was a nerd radio. Unfortunately, I see a weird thing happens when I broadcast, because I'm like a moderator for the channel, for the Checkpoint XP channel. So whenever I change the stream info, it doesn't change the notification. I don't log in straight to the Checkpoint XP channel. So if you get a notification on Monday around 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's us. And I appreciate you hanging out if you choose to. And if not, then, you know, have a great day. But
hang out. We're pretty all right. We're some all right guys. We're good guys.
I do like this, like, little,
Speedy,
like...
Speedy, I don't know so much about, but, you know, we're good guys.
Well, we try. I like this, like, I kind of want to focus right here on this little, like, Like, did Doctor Strange, like, give him some kind of powers or something? And, like, you know, this is, I don't know. Like, or you think this is... Ah, you think that's what happened?
Or do you think maybe... My thing with the suit, with the black suit at least, it's, you know, there was a leak of, you know, something that was supposed to be in the original trailer, the first one.
Right.
Where Spider-Man gets paint thrown on. It's been surfacing all over Twitter. So apparently what it does is turn that suit inside out. So that black suit is the, you know, the Steve Ditko suit inside out.
Mm. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Like, the Scooby-Doo stuff is like, okay. Like, what are we Scooby-Dooing though? You know what I mean?
That was my least favorite part of the entire trailer.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be a cute, funny line, but it's just so uncharacteristic of the whole mood of Doctor Strange. It was so uncharacteristic.
Yeah, I don't know. I question that too. Like, I really think that's not him. I like that pan out. Like, I wonder what if this is our Spider-Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't care whether that's our Spider-Man or not.
Well, they're all our Spider-Man, right? If they're all involved, right?
No. You have to make a decision. Which is your favorite Spider-Man?
Oh, no, no.
You that's don't. Like an unwritten rule. You got to make a decision. You can't bounce around with Spider-Man.
Like, you got to have a favorite Batman. You got to have just a favorite. Have all of your favorite Batman.
Right. Oh, stop. And just for the record, I'm going with Toby.
Yeah.
I think really? I'm gonna stick with Tom, bro.
You gonna stick with Tom? I'm not mad.
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing. I feel like Toby was a good Peter Parker. I feel like Andrew was a good Spider-Man.
I want to give a little.
But Tom was a good overall.
So it looks like Electro has some kind of tech now. Like
he's got a little arc reactor on his
On his
left side.
Yeah, like. You know, like,
which is getting interesting how they're going to incorporate, you know, this Iron Man tech into the movie. I mean, obviously, those nanites like, of the spider suit, probably
kind of look like for a second there. It. Like it looks like for a second there, the Electro took a shot at Doc Ock here, but then
you just said fuck whatever Joey was saying, husband.
No.
Yeah, he totally just said. No.
I would never do that. But I just wanted to say, look. It looks like Electro took a shot at Doc Ock though. Here, that's interesting.
Or he just was aiming at the same thing that Doc Ock was aiming at.
Maybe.
Yeah, this trailer it's a good trailer, but the secret's out that you know we're doing these other villains. So that was out from the previous trailer, which is fine. It just doesn't add to it. And we all know. We think we know that the other Spider-Man are going to be in there. I think a lot of us were hoping to see some hint of it. I don't know.
So here's the infamous scene right here. The three villain, only one Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure they edited out that punch already. That. Yeah, they got that. They got that fixed.
Is it me or is that the lizard's neck just really extended?
Yeah,
when that punch landed.
Did they show the lizard in Amazing Spider-Man? I don't remember.
Yeah, he was the main villain.
Yeah, he was the main villain.
That movie's so long. Oh my god, I completely forgot the whole plot of part two. I need to go back and watch it again.
I'm there for the film, clearly. I think it'll be good. I'm a little leery. I'm like, I kind of wanted Spider-Man, Tom Holland Spider-Man, to get his own villains.
Right.
You know, which he had, Vulture, he had, Mephisto, Vulture, and he had Mysterio. But I wanted to see his Green Goblin or his... You know, Electro, if they were going to do that. But now it's like we're getting the old... So I don't think they can do them again.
No, not in an MCU universe.
Yeah, they can't redo them. So I'm kind of like, oh, we didn't get new versions of those villains. We got old versions of those villains. That's how I feel.
So they showed the scene, but then they showed it like in a clear day now instead of this dark night day in the trailers they've been releasing. Check. I don't want to pull up and show, but like I said, like I really think they just messed with us, you know.
If you're looking that closely to the trailer, you deserve to be messed with.
I was. I mean, it was obvious. It was like the same line, and then it was night there, and then it was day in the other one.
And the TV. Oh man, you sound like one of the people who watch Star Wars and get mad about the X-wing design.
I do. I think. I need to get my tickets. There's your free ad, Spider-Man movie. Free ad here for you. Okay. All right.
Listen, man, I hope they can pull it off. I hope they can.
Next Monday is when the tickets go on sale.
I thought it was the 17th, right?
The 17th is when the movie comes out.
Oh, okay.
Tickets go on sale.
I think the tickets are on sale now. The tickets on sale. The tickets are on pre-sale as soon as this trailer dropped. Excuse me.
Oh, and they're not on sale yet, sweetie. So
The November 29th is going to go on sale. Wow, that's going to be a...
Today is November 25th.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's November 29th. Yeah, November
29th. 29th, okay.
Yep. That's wild. So, what's our hype level, guys? What's our hype level? Or is nah?
I'm in about a 7.
Hype level is where it's at.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I'm there for it. I'm not going to not go see it, right? Like I didn't go see Ghostbusters. Did anybody go see Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
No?
I wanted to see it. I heard it was actually pretty all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone I've known who's seen it, and I know some Ghostbuster purists, have loved it.
Really?
And I think I want to... advised me to go see it. Now, like, oh, you should check it out. They advised me to go see it. Like, you got to go see Ghostbusters.
The early reviews are actually really good. People say it's like really it's good. They say that kind of lags, I guess, in the middle of the movie. But they say like the last 30 minutes are the best.
Yeah, I mean, you got to reestablish, you know, for new fans, you got to reestablish because these young kids are in it. You got to reestablish who were the Ghostbusters,
right?
Who are these kids, and then you can get into the action.
Yeah. Well, I definitely need to take a time out and go see it and make sure I support it in the movie theater. But it looks good. Looks promising. People that have seen it say it's pretty good. I saw some people posting online on Facebook and stuff like that. Did anybody check out the Cowboy Bebop remake, live action remake?
No, actually, I heard it got pretty bad reviews.
Really? I watched the first episode.
Yeah. So
I need to sit down and watch the rest.
No, but that's because the anime purists were probably not crazy about the live action.
Yeah, and I got a point about that because I'm a real big fan of the original. But Tarek, did you check it out?
I'm not.
No.
I'm debating on whether I should go watch it because I didn't really watch the anime that much.
I'd like to review the first episode because I definitely watched the first episode. So the first episode pretty much is a somewhat of a remake of the first episode of the anime. As far as the person they're hunting and stuff like that. And I thought it was a cool choice because there's actually something that happens, a little shock factor in that episode that makes you say, oh, dang, this show is going to be like that. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And they recreated that in live action, which is actually pretty dope. You know, it's like a little, like you thought something was a fact and it wasn't that. You know. Due to something happening with us, so I won't ruin it for nobody. There you go. And then, I vaguely remembered the first episode of the anime one. I think they changed a couple things around. I think they changed the beginning of it. There's like a you know, intro action sequence at the beginning. So my big gripe, at least after the first episode, later on in the episode, I enjoyed it. But the first part of the episode, I kind of didn't like the cinematography. I felt like the cinematography was kind of lazy. Wasn't like, you know, I don't know. It wasn't similar to the anime. You know what I mean? You know, I guess it's different techniques when you're taking from live action to anime. But I feel like it didn't just have the you know, of the what the anime did. You know what I mean? But as I sat and I ingested the whole episode, I enjoyed it a little better. You know, things that the action, the little things that they chose, they like recreated one famous scene, a couple famous scenes in that first episode. They recreated in live action, so it's know, I'm here. I haven't checked out yet, so I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, I've seen some people in some anime groups from them say that they admire the way they attempted to recreate some of those scenes.
Yeah.
Like piece by piece. So that has been a positive thing about it, but I haven't really seen any bad reviews.
No, and that definitely wasn't bad. And I think the actors are great. I think they really touched on like all the, they have all the, even from the dub version, you know, because there's a Japanese version and there's a dub version, and they really, really, really like owned the cadence and the character's development, or at least the style which the dub version guys sounded, you know.
Yeah.
So it definitely really. I'm there for it, so I want to finish it up. Try and binge it tonight. I see, or at least get halfway. That's my plan. And that's pretty much it, man. That's pretty much it. Let's see. I think there's a new trailer for Matrix Resurrection, right?
Yeah.
New poster and everything.
Yeah.
I am hyped for this one, actually.
Really?
And I didn't think I would be.
Let's load.
Because I thought it was an awful idea.
Let's load it up here.
Hold on. I was thinking like, all right, we're gonna see it. New characters, but like going back to Neo.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how they're gonna do it, but this trailer has got me. I'm on board.
Oh, hey, trailer two. I got.
Yeah, I'm ready to be confused again.
I thought, was it that meme that it was like a? There was a meme that was funny, and I completely forgot what it was about. About the Matrix.
I'm not sure. He's literally taking blue pills.
Yeah.
Is it a
Carrie and Moss age?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wonderful. By the way,
what if he's John Wick the entire time?
Plot twist.
Plot chase the dog, twist. Neo.
Plot twist.
Yeah, my man he's going in on this one. This character intrigues me. It's like the new Trinity. I don't know. The new characters are intriguing to me too. Like, I want to learn about them. I'm here for it.
So who's the new big bad agent?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Is Doogie Howser a bad guy?
I don't think Doogie has it in him.
I gotta start putting more respect on his name.
Neil
Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris, yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
I think that man won a Tony.
I'm there for it too. You know, I ain't gonna not watch it. It's gonna be on HBO Max, right? Or is it a movie theater only release?
I don't know. It's gonna be both.
I think it's gonna be both. Yeah.
Priyanka Chopra is gonna be in it too. That's there's some baddies in this one.
Yeah.
It's gonna
be both.
So yeah, it comes out December 18th.
It is gonna be both, Speedy. It's all HBO Max. All HBO, all Warner movies are all going to HBO Max for the rest of the year.
Cool. No,
plus going in theater.
I'm definitely gonna go watch it. I need to see this in a movie theater. I mean, come on.
I think that's a theater movie.
Yeah.
I mean, this is gonna probably be the last of the Warner movies that are going to HBO Max.
Oh yeah.
They're definitely gonna phase that out.
Yeah, they're going to definitely phase that out. Especially after what Spider-Man's about to do in the box office when it comes out. I mean, because they come out right after.
It's going to be nasty.
Spider-Man. Yeah. They come out a week after Spider-Man. So.
I don't care what anybody says. It's going to be crazy.
Speaking of, like, Ghostbusters had a $60 million global debut.
Yeah.
exceeded the expectations. So
that's good because I feel like it wasn't getting promoed until like last week.
Yeah, there was not a lot of hype around Ghostbusters at all. So for that lets you know, the theaters are coming back. Although I heard that James Bond's having problems making its money back.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one either.
I haven't seen it either.
I've been slacking. I am slacking.
I know they want to do a new, they're trying to figure out who's going to be the next Bond. I think Rock put in his name.
The Rock, he threw his name in the hat. Which I have to see that. I want to see that. I would say this is him and Ryan Reynolds in a film on Netflix right now.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I was watching it and then passed out. But that's because I was just tired, not because it was a bad movie.
Yeah. So it's basically Deadpool, The Rock, and Wonder Woman in a film.
Yeah.
It was okay. I watched it. I watched it. It was all right. I don't know.
From what I hear, it's your typical, you know, comedic action film.
Yeah.
Like, if you like Rock movies and Ryan Reynolds, you're going to like this.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got from it, too. And it was all right. Near like the middle, I think from the middle to the end, I was like intrigued, but then I was like, eh. When some reveals happened, I was like, ah, really? That's whack. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there for it. Well, I finished the movie, though. We got a new Batman trailer, thanks to Tarek Lewis telling me about it. I didn't even know about it. Man.
I think that's not a real one.
Really?
No. Oh, you don't think this is real?
Concept. It's a it says teaser concept version.
Ah, my apologies.
Oh, maybe. No, wait.
They got me.
Teaser concept.
I got you. This is, I see 1 month. Because
even
ago.
I was watching it, even Liam Neeson's Ra's al Ghul is narrating some of it, and he has nothing to say.
All right, yeah, we ain't going to do it then. We ain't going to run talk about it. We talk about it enough. Batman, I think that's going to be a very surprising movie. I think it's going to get a lot of fans and a lot of people motivated to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not excited for Robert Pattinson after hearing his voice as Batman.
I don't know.
Really?
I'm feeling it. I couldn't make out what he said when he was talking to Riddler from the glass window. I thought he was going to say, "Where is she?" But he said, "Where are they?" or something. I couldn't make out what his voice was. His deep voice is terrible, or was terrible. I don't know if they're going to, you know, fix it up when the movie drops. But I did not like when he made that when he had that dialogue in that trailer.
Yeah. Oh man, this hit the video game world, man. Have you been playing some Call of Duty, Joey?
I've been Vanguard. On Vanguard heavy.
No.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my gun up, but I've been running a lot of multiplayer.
Did they nerf a bunch of stuff already? That's what I heard.
What you mean?
They nerfed a bunch of guns, so shotgun and stuff like that.
The shotgun.
The shotgun was cutting up, bro. People were cutting up with the shotgun.
I was getting bodied last night in one of my games.
They were cutting up.
I mean, I was on a tear, and then I forgot what map it was. I think it's the Berlin map.
Yeah.
Where I was just getting tore up with the shotgun.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think they nerfed it.
People were just bodying me. It was crazy.
I've seen some reports that they've been making little updates, little tweaks to it, to the game now. It's cool. I enjoy it. And also, I see some people that post about it and they say they ain't about it, but I enjoyed it. I actually got that Battlefield.
I'm personally not a fan of the World War II themed games.
Right.
It just doesn't really grab me. I mean, Vanguard makes it, it's a solid game. Like I had to get homies to really like push me to go get it so we can all play.
Really?
Like, you know, my PS4 chat, yeah.
Yeah.
These guys are, like, egging me to go get it, because that's the only thing. I like playing Warzone, so it's like, these guys are all on multiplayer playing Vanguard, and they're praising it, loving the maps. And the maps are huge. Like, the maps are big. So that's a cool thing. And, I'm being spoon-fed, and I'm starting to come around to it, but I've normally never been the kind of guy to really be into the World War II theme kind of games.
You don't think this game could turn you, huh?
I mean, it has to an extent. Like, I think I find multiplayer, like, I'm impressed by the way the maps are and, you know, the gameplay is, but I'm not, I just don't like the theme. It's like it's the same thing with, like, medieval time movies. I can't get into it. I have to really be, like, forced to sit down and watch them, and then I'll, like, start liking it. But I won't go out my way to go watch it.
It does feel like the multiplayer is just a little bit better than previous Call of Duties. It feels a little smoother. Sure. I feel like I have an event, you know, like I'm on an even playing field with other people. You know what I mean? Even though, you know, I may have a bad game or two. You know what I'm saying? Whereas...
Yeah. It moves a lot better for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think they did a pretty good job, and I can't really complain, you know, other than, you know, it's got the typical zombies and all that stuff. I actually got into Battlefield 2042, man.
How is that?
It's actually pretty cool, man. You know, Battlefield is a little different. So Battlefield is kind of like war. I mean, it's like a long, you know, it's a long drawn out game. You know, you can jump into a bunch of different vehicles and tanks and jets and helicopters and stuff like that. And I like that when you have time. I remember I was like, all right, I'm going to run this game right now and try this out real quick. And I forgot how long a Battlefield game was. And I was like, ah, dang, I don't want to give up right now because I'm trying to get into the game. But, like, damn, this game is long. I forgot how long a Battlefield game was. Look who showed up. Look who showed up, ladies and gentlemen. It's Michaela. We can hear you, Michaela.
Do I sound weird?
You sound okay. You sound like you're in your car.
I am in my car. Phone? I just left work.
Oh, my goodness. You're so dedicated.
But what's going on? I'm sorry for my tardiness.
Oh, no, you're okay. So we talked about a bunch of stuff. Actually, we're kind of like at the end of the show already.
Oh, no, okay.
No. I'll let you chime in because I know you saw I know you saw the Spider-Man trailer. So what's your hype level? How are you feeling?
I'm at a so-so.
A so-so? Yeah. Why is that?
I'm at a so-so. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry to Joey. I'm sorry. I don't know what your thoughts were on it, but I know you're a huge Spider-Man fan, but I just feel like they're just throwing out everything, and it's going to be super extra and super over the top, but for what reason, I don't know.
Right.
That's how I feel, yeah. But...
We'll see what happens.
I rock with you on that. I mean, I think there's a lot going on. I think my hype level was kind of where it was at before. I think what kind of brings it down a little bit. Here's the thing. I'm hyped for the movie to just hurry up and get to theaters because I just need context. I need these storylines and where the story's going to stick with, you know, whatever is happening right now in the MCU. And I feel like there's not enough context. Like, why is it just these five villains, you know, that are the only, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that happened to just sneak through the multiverse. Like, where's everybody else going? So.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I need more context to what's really going on.
I think,
like, it's cool, you know, Doc Ock in it and Lizard and all these other guys. Yeah, it's nice, but how? Why? Why then?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it showed, like everything it's going to give us, but without giving us the real struggle. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and sometimes when trailers do that, it kind of sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this trailer actually brought down my excitement.
Yeah, the first one was better.
I agree.
The first one was way better because it still had that intrigue. This is like they're just throwing it all out now.
Wow. Didn't want to see MJ falling. I didn't want to see that scene.
I didn't either.
Hmm.
I actually didn't want to see the three villains jumping off, you know, jumping at Spider-Man, and they're all like kind of just ready to crash into each other. I didn't want to see that either.
Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't want to see Sandman and Lizard. I didn't want to see that.
That's the final act.
I don't think they're gonna show anything Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire until the movie drops.
That's like a huge thing, but it's like also, well, something that Dominic brought up to me, which I thought was interesting, is those leaked photos of Toby and Andrew and Tom together.
Uh-huh.
Is his suit that, assuming it's the beginning of the movie, when, not the beginning, but towards the middle, when he's wearing the same suit that he did when they found out that Everyone knows that it's him, that he's Spider-Man, that Tom, everyone knows Tom Spider-Man. And I think it's interesting because I'm thinking, oh, Toby and them are going to show up at the end of the movie, but I think maybe it's going to be the middle of the movie. I don't know. It's just a bunch of stuff going on in this trailer. And then Tom is saying, oh, this is just, I mean, he's paid to say this. This is just the tip of the iceberg. But I'm like, if this is the tip of the iceberg, is this going to be a cluster F?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just scared now at this point. I'm like, what are you doing to Spider-Man now? Are you just going to totally mess it up? Because he's supposed to be the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Now he's your friendly multiverse Spider-Man. Yeah. That I'm like, oh, I don't know.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. There was also a new trailer for Matrix Revelations. Did you check the Resurrection? Revelations. What, did you check it out? Did you see that one? That new trailer?
I did not see it. Well, when did the trailer come out today?
I don't remember. It said like 6 days ago or something like that when I pulled it up.
Yeah.
That's another movie that. Well, I'm actually really excited for Matrix. The new Matrix. I mean, I love Keanu Reeves, but I'm also a lot of these studios just rely on the nostalgia.
Yeah. Did you see Ghostbusters?
I did not see Ghostbusters yet. See, I was out of town,
We are failing our audience.
I know. I was out of town, but I honestly have my T-shirt ready to go watch it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to watch it.
That's a holiday movie. I'm going Thanksgiving. Like Thanksgiving. Okay.
Right. Same. Exact same, Tarek. I will be watching it Thanksgiving.
What about the live-action Cowboy Bebop? Did you check that out, Michaela? At any chance?
I did not check it out. I know that it did drop.
Okay.
But,
all right. That's exciting. Pretty much it. I mean, that's pretty much it. We had all the highlights on the show, man. We're running through some video game stuff. I want to tell you guys about Battlefield 2042 is that there's this cool, well, I don't know, I guess. It's like they're using weather technology as a weapon. So they're
like a Doppler?
So, yeah, like that conspiracy theory stuff. Like they're just creating like storms and hurricanes and tornadoes and stuff like that on the battlefield. So a tornado will come and it'll whip you, you know, like throw you across the map or throw you up in the air and you got to figure out where you're going to land now. You know what I mean?
What kind of Super Mario?
Yeah, like a Warzone.
Yeah, it's like some crazy Super Mario stuff. Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
Super Mario 3.
When it first happened to me, I was like, what the hell? And I remember that in the preview or in the little trailer of the game, they had that like tease or whatever. And I guess it's cool. Like, you know, it takes you up there and you can save yourself by, you know, ejecting your parachute. But
I mean, wait, so what other weather do they have?
I don't know. I only played literally one match. I only had time for like one match.
And imagine somebody just calling in humidity on you. And you can't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
My allergies.
I need to dive into some more, man. So I guess that's it for the show. Michaela, let them know how they can follow you and all that good stuff. Michaela. Joey, let them know how they can follow you, okay?
Yeah, hit me up on the gram, on Twitter, Twitch, at Joey Franchise. I do a lot of streaming late night there on that Twitch, so tap in. Anything from Call of Duty, Madden, NBA 2K, Guardians of the Galaxy, playing Ghost of Tsushima again. I just got a Jedi Fallen Order. Was it the Jedi Fallen Order, Star Wars? Oh,
okay. They said that game's great.
Yeah. It was on PlayStation Plus for like $10. So
nice.
I was there. Do a lot of streaming and I'm on the radio 7 to midnight, Wild 94.1.
There's a new closed beta trailer, new closed beta for World War 3. It's made by My.Games. So if anybody wants to get into that beta, it looks pretty interesting. Tarek shared the trailer with me. I don't want to share it here on the show, but it's a new beta. So if you want to play a new game, new shoot 'em up game, check it out. Tarek, how can I follow you, sir?
My name is Tarek on Instagram and on YouTube.
All right. Of course, you can follow me at DJ Speedy JR, all the socials. And follow us, Geek Culture Congress, 3 words on Facebook. Put them together for Instagram. Michaela, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was getting off mute.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead and let everyone know how they can follow you.
I'm on Instagram at Mika Fig and on YouTube at Adult Adventure Time.
All right, excellent. All right, guys, so have a good one. And I think Monday we should be back with another show in a perfect world. Right here, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Checkpoint XP's Twitch channel. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Have a good one, everybody.
They make them sweat, Speedy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.